rest of the story. You've heard doctors make poor patients? Well, maybe nurses as well. Their medical knowledge denies them the bliss of ignorance, while their patient status, to an extent, denies them control over their own treatment. Elizabeth was a nurse, 31 years old, when she suffered a severe heart attack. She'd had a history of heart disease, precipitated by overwork, some said, but she had kept right on working, and now she was in the hospital, struggling for breath, not daring to contemplate what lay ahead. She knew too much to find comfort in her situation. She had learned that heart attacks were particularly damaging to younger hearts, and that regarding the specifics of her case, any recovery would be an arduous one. But then one night, as she lay in the hospital bed, she overheard the familiar voices of two doctors who were talking quietly in the hall. And one of them was her own physician, and his words were distinct in the stillness. He said, "She is close to the end now. Just a few months left. 3, 4, 5 at the most." And he was referring to Elizabeth. Well then, what would she do with whatever months remained? To Elizabeth, nursing was not a profession as much as a calling. As a very young girl, she'd broken an otherwise perfect engagement because her fiancé refused to tolerate her uncompromising devotion to medicine. With the outbreak of World War I, Elizabeth listed as a nurse in the British Naval Transport Service. For the next 4 years, she ministered to the wounded aboard vessels in dangerous waters. There was the constant threat of storms, of submarines. Once, after her ship was reported lost off the African coast, she arrived at headquarters in London to collect her pay, only to be informed of her own untimely demise. When the war was over, she returned home to Australia with a shrapnel-shattered leg and heart disease. So now here she is lying in the hospital. She's 31 and almost done. But something happened to that young woman after overhearing her death sentence. Something deep inside. And instead of giving up, she grew profoundly determined to prove to the doctors that they had not heard the last of this Elizabeth. When next her physician arrived to examine her, he found his patient fully dressed in street clothing. Looking at him, she said, "This is just the beginning." And it was. It was. Elizabeth left the hospital that day, committed herself deeply to one purpose ever after, and the woman who was given 5 months to live lived 34 more years. In the annals of medical milestones is recorded one incredible accomplishment. The only effective treatment of pre-vaccine polio. A procedure with an 87% cure rate for polio, innovated by an Australian nurse known as Sister Elizabeth Kenny. That is what Elizabeth did with the rest of her life. So almost completely forgotten is that one night when she might have given up on herself. Of course, now you know the rest of the story.